nodded, smiling a little. He took her hand, and she gripped his own tightly. Now they go, now they slow, now they rest. Here's the test. His name was McCann or McCausland or something like that. The name doesn't matter. What matters is that he always let you think you knew where the queen was. He always let you think you could win. Right?
Right.
This girl got involved with a man like that. A man who could always move the cards just a little faster than you thought he could. He was looking for some confused, angry kids, and he found them.
Did he have a yellow coat?
Bobby asked.
He didn't know if he was joking or not.
She looked at him, frowning a little, and he understood she didn't remember that part. Had he even told her about the low men? He thought so. He thought he'd told her just about everything, but she didn't remember. Perhaps what had happened to her in L.A. had burned a few holes in her memory. Bobby could see how a thing like that might happen. And it wouldn't exactly make her unique, would it? A lot of people their age had worked very hard to forget who they had been and what they had believed during those years between the murder of John Kennedy in Dallas and the murder of John Lennon in New York City.
Never mind, he said. Go on.
She shook her head. I've said all I'm going to about that part, all I can. Carol Gerber died on Benefit Street in Los Angeles. Denise Schoonover lives in Poughkeepsie. Carol hated math. Couldn't even get fractions, but Denise teaches math. How could they be the same person? It's a ridiculous idea. Case closed. I want to know what you mean about Ted. He can't still be alive, Bobby. He'd be over 100, well over.
I don't think time means much if you're a breaker, Bobby said. Nor did it mean much on WKND, where Jimmy Gilmer was now singing about the sugar shack to the tooting accompaniment of what sounded like a sweet potato.
A breaker? What's...
I don't know, and it doesn't matter, Bobby said. This part might, so listen closely, okay?
Okay.
I live in Philadelphia. I've got a lovely wife who's a professional photographer, 3 lovely grown children, a lovely old dog with bad hips and a good disposition, and an old house which is always in desperate need of repairs. My wife says that's because the shoemaker's kids always go barefoot, and the carpenter's house always has a leaky roof.
Is that what you are, a carpenter?
He nodded. I live in Redmond Hills, and when I remember to get a paper, the Philly Inquirer is the one I buy.
A carpenter, she mused. I always thought you'd wind up a writer or something.
I did, too. But I also went through a period when I thought I'd wind up in Connecticut State Prison, and that never happened, so I guess things have a way of balancing out.
What was in the package you mentioned, and what does it have to do with Ted?
The package came FedEx from a guy named Norman Oliver, a banker. He was Sully John's executor. This was inside.